busy lame duck session ahead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Congress has returned from its holiday break, facing some major issues in the few remaining weeks of this term.
Lawmakers face a mid-December fiscal fiasco. There's pressure by Democrats and some Republicans to hitch aid for Ukraine to the spending bill. A few Republicans oppose the U.S. spending any more money on Ukraine. President Biden rekindled efforts to pass an assault weapons ban, but it's doubtful that plan could overcome a filibuster. In fact, an assault weapons ban may not even muster 50 votes, enough to force a tie-breaking vote by Vice President Harris.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote this week on a bill to head off a potential nationwide rail strike by imposing on the unions a tentative agreement that had been reached in September, which four of the 12 rail unions have refused to ratify. A member of Congress is dead.
Congressman Donald McEachin, the third ever African-American to represent Virginia in the U.S. House, has died. Just weeks after the Democratic representative for Virginia's 4th congressional district was reelected for his 4th congressional term, McEachin had been battling colorectal cancer for 9 years, even before he was elected to Congress. Representative Donald McEachin was 61 years old.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano continues to ooze lava from three fissures near its peak, but Hawaii's Governor David Ige says there's no immediate threat.
Lava flows are not threatening any downslope communities at this time, and all indications are that the eruption will remain in the northeast rift zone.
But residents downslope have been warned to make preparations to move out in case the lava flow gets worse. The FBI says DNA testing has confirmed human remains found in a Georgia landfill are those of 20-month-old Quentin Simon. His mother had claimed he disappeared from their Savannah home in early October. She's been charged with murder. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. 12 hours ahead of the FIFA showdown between the U.S. and Iran, political tensions are boiling.
A match to decide if the U.S. or Iran advances to the next round grew even more contentious when the U.S. Soccer Federation posted images on social media that removed the Islamic Republic's emblem from the center of the regime's flag. The Federation has deleted the controversial image and includes the standard Iranian flag on its other posts. U.S. Soccer says it was supporting women in Iran. Iran's government-backed media has called on FIFA to expel the U.S. from the World Cup. Team USA players and coaches say they knew nothing about the altered flag ahead of the posts, though they endorse the sentiment.
Fox's Rich Edson. The U.S. men's team needs a victory in Tuesday's match to advance to the knockout round of the tournament. Guilty pleas Monday from the 19-year-old man charged with killing 10 black shoppers at a supermarket in Buffalo last May. Peyton Gendron admitting he committed the murders and that they were based on hate.
No individual in the history of the state of New York has been found guilty of that domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate until today.
Erie County District
Attorney pled guilty to that highest charge today.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says this guarantees that Gendron will serve life with no chance of parole, although he could still face the death penalty if he's convicted on federal hate crimes charges. Missouri's highest court has turned away a motion to halt Tuesday's scheduled execution of Kevin Johnson, convicted in the 2005 murder of a police officer. A special prosecutor had argued that racist prosecution techniques had infected Mr. Johnson's conviction and death sentence. Governor Mike Parsons has already rejected a request for clemency. Police in Boulder, Colorado report they've rescued two people from a hostage standoff. A man said to be heavily armed, barricaded in a home, claims he's already killed four others. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.